Praise God. So what am I saying? Our job is to move you from where you are a church member to where you are a disciple. Praise God. But he said, when he was trying to tell them to count the cost, Luke chapter 14, verse 26, he says, and whosoever does not bear his cross. Praise God. You know what your cross is? Praise God, the work that you're doing for Christ. He didn't mean for you to put a cross on your shoulder and walk up nobody's hill. He's already done that. Praise God. He said that he will bear his own cross. Praise God, and come after me. Praise God. He cannot be, unless you do that, you can't be my disciple. Praise God. So Timothy did not do his own thing, nor did he seek his own. He willingly cared for others, knowing that caring for others, praise God, that he was following the model that Jesus Christ had established. Praise God. I don't have but two more, and I'm gonna get out of here. Praise God. Number three, Timothy was willing to be a son. I'm talking about a disciple tried and proven. Turn to your neighbor, whether or not she male or female. Praise God. Say, are you willing?
Are you willing?
Are you willing?
Are you willing
to be a son? Praise God. You see, Timothy did not mind being a son. You see, there was a close bond between Paul and Timothy. Timothy was a son to Paul, and Paul was a father to Timothy. Paul could never have said this if Timothy thought or acted in any other way. I said earlier, and I'm a military guy, so I have to use military terms, that Paul enlisted Timothy as one of his disciples and missionary partners while on his second missionary journey. Listen at what Luke writes at Acts chapter 16, verse 1 to 3. He said, then came he to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there, named Timothy, the son of a certain woman, y'all know what her name was, which was a Jewish and believed, but his father was a Jew, which was well reported by the brethren that were at Lystra and Iconia. Him would Paul have to go forth with him, and took and circumcised him because of the Jews which were in those quarters. Praise God, for they knew all that his father was a Jew. The only thing I'm trying to say is that Paul saw the spiritual maturity in Timothy, because they tell me that when Paul went on his first missionary journey, praise God, when he first went to Lystra, Timothy was somewhere around 10 to 12 years old. But praise God, as Timothy continued to mature, praise God, until he got around the age of 18, we find that Paul now drafts him into his second missionary journey while he was in Lystra. You see, his spiritual maturity at this point was strong enough, praise God, for Paul to challenge him to join his missionary corps. Timothy became a son to Paul. He was esteemed so highly and loved so dearly by Paul that Paul said he was the one whose mind, praise God, was set as one with his own mind. Timothy was seen either ministering or on his way to minister, praise God, to certain churches. He was with Paul during his first imprisonment, and he traveled again with Paul after Paul was released. And since Timothy was tried and proven, Paul left Timothy in Ephesus. In other words, to correct some errors that had arisen. So Timothy was willing to be a son. I'm talking about a disciple that was tried and proven.
But finally,
and as I get ready to close, praise God, we find that Paul called Timothy his son in the faith. Amen. Nudge the person next to you. Praise God. Ask them another question. Do you mind being a son in the faith? Praise God. See, if you don't mind being a son in the faith, that means that you are going to follow somebody as close as you can. And we find that this is what young Timothy did. Because if you go, praise God, to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17, you go back home and you read that whole fourth chapter, you'll find that Paul was trying to teach all of his disciples a lesson. Praise God, because some were trying to follow Apollo. Some was trying to follow death. Some wanted to be, if you go back and read it, it appears that they wanted to be somebody that was high and falutin. But Paul had to remind those disciples, praise God, we are tried, praise God. We are tested. We have been beaten, praise God. There's nothing pretty about what we are doing. So what he did, he said, let me send young Timothy back to those disciples just to show them, praise God, what type of life it is that I've had to live. And if you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17, he says, for this cause have I sent unto you Timothy, who is my beloved son and faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways, which be in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church. You see, Timothy was with Paul in many places. I'm about to wrap it up now, y'all. Praise God. You see, he was with Paul in Philippi. He was with Paul in Thessalonica and Berea. He was with Paul in Corinth. He was with Paul in Ephesus. He was with Paul when Paul was in a Roman jail. But not only this, praise God, Timothy was involved in one way or another with, praise God, some of the writings of the Apostle Paul. Praise God, you'll find him in Romans. You'll find him in 2 Corinthians. You'll find him in Colossians and Philippians. You'll find him in 1 and 2 Thessalonica. You'll find him in 1 and 2 Timothy. But not only was Timothy involved in one way or another with Paul and Paul's writings, Timothy was closely connected to Paul in ministering to the churches. You see, Timothy was sent, praise God, by Paul to minister in Thessalonica. He was sent by Paul to minister in Corinth. He was sent by Paul to minister in Ephesus. And he was sent by Paul to minister in Philippi. You see, the point to see is how closely bound together Paul and Timothy were, and how faithful Timothy was. He was a tried and proven minister. I'm talking about a minister willing to serve the Lord. Praise God, wherever the Lord had put him. Praise God, in a position of second place. Regardless of what place he was, Timothy wanted, praise God, to be a servant of the Lord. And let me tell you something, my brothers and my sisters, regardless of what place we are in, we must be willing to be servants of the Lord, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And when we serve him, praise God, when we serve our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, there are some words that they can pen about us. Praise God, I'm talking about 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 58. They'll say these words, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Let me see the hands of those who have labored in the Lord. Let me see the hands of those who have labored in the Lord. Your labor is not in vain. If it was done in the Lord. And as I get ready to close here this morning, praise God, Jesus in his earthly ministry, he found it necessary, praise God, to be in the position of second place. Yeah, but he did not let second place, praise God, prevent him from completing his mission. Somebody gonna say, how in the world can you say that Jesus was in second place? If you back up a little earlier in Philippians chapter 2, look at verse 5-8, you're going to find these words. He said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon himself the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and he died, he became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. The message this morning is that we are not mine, being servants and serving in second place, because you know who's in first place. Praise God, I don't care how well you preach. I don't care how well you teach. I don't care how well you sing. I don't care how well you pray. I don't care how well you dress.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
K-A-Y-T-K-Q-J-O.
Can tell redeeming. God with the CA. The living true. What a friend.
But when we put it all together, this is what we like to call you, Jesus. Jesus.
Let's dream.
That's what we call you. Yeah.
We're going to pick up where we left off, and we were reading in Isaiah 51, and he says, behold, the hands of the Lord is not shortened that he cannot save. Listen to what Isaiah is saying. He said, behold, the hands of the Lord is not shortened that he cannot save, neither his ears heavy that he cannot hear. But our iniquities, they have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. This is why God is not hearing our prayers today, saints. Our sins and our iniquities have separated us from God. You know, you wonder